Freddie Adu joins us on Sports Byline, a 9-year pro in the MLS, has also played in Europe primarily as an attacking midfielder, but he's also used as a winger or a forward. He was born in Ghana, where he played soccer against men three times his age, and when he was 8, his mother and his family moved to Maryland, and at the age of 12, he helped his high school varsity soccer team win the Maryland State Championship. And also at the age of 12, he went to the IMG Soccer Academy. And then at the age of 14, he became one of the youngest athletes to sign a professional contract in the United States. Do you feel like you're about 105 years old after you heard all the things I read about you?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, even after all that, I'm still only 22, which is kind of crazy right now. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like it has been a while.
You know, I remember the 60 Minutes piece that they did on you. How old were you when they did that piece?
I was, I think, 13.
The reason why I asked that question is, as I watched it, I marveled at your ability, but I also was concerned about the pressure of expectations that might put on you. Was that piece a benefit, or was it somewhat of a liability and almost an albatross because of maybe the expectations that went along with
that piece? I think it was both. You know, at the end of the day, you know, whenever you're getting press, it's always good to get positive press and good press. But, you know, it also does put a lot of pressure on you, especially as a 13-year-old and you know, as a teenager, really. It was there was definitely a lot of expectations. It did put a lot of pressure and a lot of expectations out there. And, you know, for some people, you'll never meet those expectations. And some people, you know, some people look at the body of work and they look at, you know, they look at everything objectively and then, you know, make their decisions or whatever, you know, from there. But, you know, for me, it did put a lot of pressure. I a lot of people expected me to be Pele, you know, by age 15 or 16, but, you know, I wasn't thinking like that, obviously. I just want to have there's never going to be another Pele. I just want to be the best I can be, and I know I have the talent to be one of the best. So that's when I'm still up, today. I'm still working towards that goal.
When someone is young and you get that type of notoriety and those type of expectations, Freddie, it can be kind of mind-blowing and disconcerting. What was it that kept your feet on the ground and kept you steady and going forward?
Definitely my family and friends. You know, they kept me grounded. You know, I'm blessed to have such great family and such great friends and you know, such a great team, you know, all around and around me, you know, because everything outside of that team, outside of that inner circle, was so hectic and just so out there, and it was 100 miles an hour. It was crazy. But, you know, within that circle, everything was managed and they never treated me any different. You know, I was still the same old Freddie, and I loved that because that really kept me grounded. You know, if my head was quote-unquote getting a little big here and there, and they'll shut me down right away and they'll tell me. And I needed all that because I was so young. And what 14-year-old wouldn't get caught up in all of this a little bit, you know?
I mentioned about being born in Ghana, where you played soccer against men three times your age. And when I watched, when I've watched film or videotape of you, the thing I've always been touched by, knowing a little bit about soccer, is how natural the sport is for you. Is that a fair thing for me to say?
Yes, it is. Yep, that's that's something that you know. There's a lot of things that you just can't teach. You know, there's a lot of things that you either have or you don't have, and you kind of, you know, you kind of quote unquote born with, and that's been my, you know, that's been huge in my game and what separates quote unquote myself from a lot of other players, because it just, a lot of things just come naturally, and these are things that you don't really teach, you know, growing up. You just kind of either have or you don't have.
One of the things, and if I'm wrong about this, please feel free to correct me, but with the fact that you signed a professional contract early, you have played on national teams, you've even played over in Europe for a number of years as well, I always felt that they kind of threw Freddie Adu into the deep end of the swimming pool in each of those circumstances. Did you feel that way? Did you ever feel you were drowning and that it was hard for you to get to the level of competition that you were playing to be able to be exceptional or at least acceptable at that level?
I mean, I never really felt like I was really drowning. The only time I ever felt like that was right when the World Cup team was named, you know, for 2010, and, you know, I wasn't part of that. And basically, that whole summer, from June of that year all the way down to December, so the last part of 2010 was when I really did feel like that, because things weren't exactly going great, and that's when I really felt like my back was against the wall, and I really had to really, you know, sit back and think about what I really wanted to do and what was best for my career, and really analyze everything, and then make a very, very important decision as to where I want to play, you know, if I want to continue, you know, going in Europe, or if I want to come back home to America, play in MLS, and then play games and get better as a player, you know, and then go back to Europe, hopefully by age, you know, 24 or 25, you know, I mean, I had a lot of time to think about that, and really, that was the only time that I really did feel, you know, like my back was against the wall.
Great kid and a great soccer player, Freddie Adu, has joined us here on Sports Byline. You almost have to take that step to go into Europe to play at that particular level, because that's kind of ground zero when it comes to world-class soccer. When you got over there, what did you find it to be as compared to what you thought it might be like?
I mean, obviously, when you get over there, you always think that it's the big time, and that's how, you know, that's where everybody wants to be. But it is really, I mean, it's a grind out there. It really is a grind out there, and you might be living in some of these cities that have 15,000 people, you know, all together living in that city. I mean, you live in these little small obscure cities in Europe, and you know, and it's just tough for a young player to go over there, be away from you know, all your family and friends, and, you know, play there. It's great playing there, and it's great money, and